The UN Refugee Agency says fading international interest in Iraq is having a terrible impact on the nearly 5 million people who have fled their homes. About half are refugees in neighboring countries. More than 2 million of them are in Syria and Jordan, straining resources in those countries. UNHCR spokesman Ron Redmond says last month in Syria, nearly 130,000 refugees received food assistance and close to 40,000 received subsidized health care. He says many of them are running out of money and are finding it increasingly difficult to survive amid a dramatic increase in food prices across the region. He says health programs for 250,000 people are at risk because of cash shortages at the UN agency.
We've got massive health programs for Iraqis. Those could be drastically reduced. Some specialized medical care for people with serious or rare diseases and ailment could come to a complete halt. By August, we won't be able to cover all the basic health needs of Iraqis. Many serious and chronically ill Iraqis won't be able to receive their monthly medications.
Redmond says food aid for tens of thousands of refugees in Syria and Jordan could be cut, forcing many Iraqis into further destitution.
Instead of being in school, a lot of these children, their families are so impoverished now that the children are forced to work. You can see them working in the streets, begging in the streets, and performing child labor, and that's another big cause of concern.
Redmond says households headed by women have a particularly difficult time surviving. He says women who are the sole support of their families are often forced to resort to extreme measures such as prostitution.
The refugee population is especially susceptible to exploitation, particularly when they're not getting the sort of assistance that they require, and that's something that we're particularly concerned about.
He says the funding crisis comes as fuel, food, and rent costs have risen dramatically. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.